you know, as April is coming, there's an eclipse that is coming to where I live in this part of the world. I know it's going to be partial in where I live in Atlanta. But for those who are in like Dallas, Ottawa, Montreal, they're going to have a total eclipse. So that's going to be an interesting thing to look forward to. In this episode, I'm following the similar path of what I've been doing this season, at least this year's episodes, talking about a guest. But today is going to be, or at least this episode, is going to be slightly different. I'm going to be narrating a story of someone who I wanted to share. But unfortunately, because of the way I've set up my equipment, unfortunately, I couldn't get him here. And I'll tell you the story as I go along. This is a story about my granduncle. And it is really unique in the way it's happened because of the digital age we're in. And I will tell you the story from my perspective where I bring his life into what I understand. Unfortunately, because I do not know his life story completely, I can only frame what I understand and what I've understood so far. In a future episode, I'm sure I'll be able to get my equipment to him and record him and let him say his own say. But I'm recording this episode almost exclusively because of my cousins who are discovering other family members abroad, like I am. And so I will narrate the story to the best of my ability based on my understanding. I start the story off talking about my granduncle, who is the younger brother of my grandfather. Many people may not know this, but my grandfather died while I was very, very young, so I have no real recollection of him. But I say this to almost like start to set context about this person. Until I moved to Canada in 2009, I had no awareness that there were other Arugu Matis in the world. And you can imagine what that is like where I discover Facebook in its entirety, because obviously Facebook was a popular thing in 2008, right before I left Nigeria. And of course, I moved to Canada. I'm now free from everybody at home. And I'm trying to reconnect with family members because this is the point where all the uncles and aunties are getting on Facebook. And so naturally, I search my last name. Lo and behold, there is a name I do not recognize who lives in Texas. And so that was the beginning of this relationship with this person. I would add them on Facebook and they would in fact add me back, or at least accept my friend request. I would do this with a couple more Arugu Matis just out of curiosity. So much curiosity has come into my mind in 2009 that I've even joined a group of associations of people named Tolu. As you can imagine how crazy that is for me at a young age. I was about 16 or 17 years old. I joined a community of people named Tolu. I'd found a bunch of Arugu Matis in the world that I'd never met before, and I added them on Facebook. Such is my audacity, right? I would reach out to some of them and just connect and say, hey, you know, I know we have the same last name, but I hope this isn't weird. You know, the usual typical thing you would do as a teenager. But of course, I wouldn't do too much with it until more recently when I moved to the US in 2022. Last year, before I got sick, I did my best to actually try to go to Texas. I'm going to try to go to Texas almost like two or three times now. And every time something would go wrong. But this year I made it a mission that I would stop by Texas. I'll talk about that and what that entailed in a different episode. Because that's not the point of this story. While I'm in Texas in Dallas, on my way, I would let my uncle know. I was sending him a message on Facebook. Hey, I know I tried to reach out to you a while before. But here I am now. I'm coming again. And if it's cool, I'd like to stop by just to greet. Again, I understand that this person is a lot older. And in my mind, if someone is the direct brother, or at least in my mind, I thought he was a direct brother of my grandfather, he is also relatively old. And so I would drive for over an hour within the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to find my long-awaited uncle, who I have discovered on Facebook back in 2009. I am at his door. I'm going past a bunch of cows and what have you. And at this point, I am at a home that looks very much like the standard Texas home you would imagine. Not massive in any way, but bungalows, brick, and some decent land in front of it. At the door, I would press the bell and just hope for the best, because what do I even say to this person who I don't know, but all I know that is that they share the same last name as me. In my mind, I'm terrified. And I'm trying to figure out, oh my goodness, is this a bad idea or not? As luck would have it, there is a package from Amazon in front of this door. And I see the last name Arugumati on it, so I know I'm at the right place, thankfully. A nice white lady walks up to the door and welcomes me, saying, hey, you must be Tolu, right? And the biggest shock in my mind, I'm like, yes, ma'am. Because in my mind, I'm like, first of all, I'm thankful that I'm not at the wrong house. But I'm sorry. Who are you? Then a gentleman's face I do recognize shows up. I said, ah, Bawoni. And thankfully, that is my uncle, or at least my grandfather's brother. He'd welcome me into his home for me to meet his grandchildren, two of his grandchildren are in the home, his son and his son's wife. And so here I am in the home of what feels like an Arugumati house. And immediately all is well. The first grandchild runs up to me and hugs me right away, the son, and he's very, very friendly and welcoming. And he says, oh yeah, you're going to be best friends for life. And immediately I'm inclined to agree. He's a very, very cool kid. And so at this point, they're like, yep, welcome. I hope your drive was wonderful. And my uncle sits me down and I'm like, wow, first of all, thank you so much for having me in your home. I can't believe I'm here because, quite frankly, I added you on Facebook and here we are. My uncle will then explain that it was his daughter, who no longer lives in the US, she's now in Spain with her husband, who created his Facebook profile a long time ago. And of course, when I added him, his daughter saw it. Of course, we added each other as well at the time. So I have him, his two children, a daughter and a son. And of course, I'm going to introduce names somewhat shortly, but that is how I would be introduced to this other Arugumati family who are based out of Texas. At this point, I'm still like in shock that they're still this welcoming and what have you, but they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. We're all family. And at this point, I let loose because I'm like, wow, it is true. This is in fact family. And so I ask him about my grandfather. And I want you to understand, I do not even know my own grandfather's name. I never got to meet him. I have no clue. We don't have a lot of information about him. And of course, as many of you know who are Nigerian, you don't ask questions like, who is that? You don't do that. If they tell you, they tell you. They don't tell you, then you don't know. And so my grandfather's younger brother begins to fill me in. It is at this point I discover that my grandfather's dad had three wives. So similar to my grandfather, who would also go on to have three wives, my uncle or my granduncle who I've come all the way to Texas to meet, and this is where I start to introduce names, his name, Uncle Sonny. Uncle Sonny is the stepbrother of my grandfather. And so even though they are brothers from the same dad, they're from different mothers. He would leave Nigeria in 1981 for Michigan. And at the time, leaving Nigeria, he would not tell too many people other than one brother who would try to discourage him, of course, as most Nigerians do. But he would be determined and, of course, move out to the US to chase his own dreams. Now, the cool thing about my uncle that he would later tell me, or at least as he's narrating his story of his life, is that Arugumatis apparently are known to go and do their own things and then, of course, tell people afterwards. So apparently that is a thing in my family. It is also in my family as Arugumatis to know how to cook. According to him, he has not met any Arugumati who does not know how to cook. So for those who have eaten my food, I believe it is apparently inherited. I would learn from Uncle Sonny as well that the first Arugumati would be his grandfather. And that man who got the name Arugumati as a last name was previously a Balogun. And for those who are Yoruba inclined, Balogun, as you know, is a warrior's title. And so the name Arugumati was given to this specific Balogun as an honorary title by a king. And we would then keep that last name. And as a result, any arugumati you discover in the world is in fact related to us, because we are all from that direct lineage. So ladies and gentlemen, cousins, family members, brothers, FYI, if you discover any arugumati anywhere in the world, we're all related, it turns out. Uncle Sonny will then continue his story. After relocating to the US in 1981, he would go to Michigan. He would meet his wife, the white lady I met at the door, Melody. In, I believe, 3 years after that, so 1984, he would persuade her to join him for dinners and all kinds of things. And she would not take him too seriously, of course, for a long while, until eventually she would agree. They would eventually get together, I believe, in 87, 82 years later. So from 84, 83. Again, I'm paraphrasing as much as I can remember before the story escapes my mind. And they would get together. They would also then move down to Texas because of work. Work would relocate him from Michigan to Plano, Texas. And that is how he moved into Texas. He would go on to have two children, David and Ashley. So Ashley's the girl, David the boy. Of course, David is who I met when I came into the home. His two children, Miles and Ayla, I believe her last name is. Or Ava. I hope I'm not missing that. But anyways, I'm sure I'll meet them again. I'm going back to Texas at some point again to meet with my family members. Uncle Sonny, having had his own children and loving Texas, of course, would continue to grow and then have his own home where I then came in. And they've been there for a really long time. They've been in Texas, I believe, since year 2000. Uncle Sonny would also then end up seeing my graduation photos, of course, through me in part, but also through other family members he has connected with on Facebook. And he would turn out to be the family quote-unquote historian, because he keeps tabs on where everyone in our family is across the United States and Canada. He would in fact tell me that he saw my father and my father's older brother all come from my graduation and my cousin's graduation back in 2015. He would invite himself and my father, my father's brother, to join him anytime he's in Canada if he was able to visit. But unfortunately, since then, my uncle, my father's brother, of course, has not come back to Canada since. And so as a result, because he reached out to my uncle, well, he hasn't gone back to Canada since. As you can imagine, to me, this is enlightening, because now I'm starting to discover other family members. And I would ask him, hello, Uncle Sonny, can you tell me a little bit about my grandfather? Because I know nothing and no one really tends to talk about him. Is everything okay? And he'd explain. Well, my father, he would explain that my grandfather was the place everyone would go to in Lagos when they came from Ekiti State, which is where we are from, our state of origin. And so my granduncle Sonny learned to drive using my grandfather's car. And that, to me, was mind-blowing. I was like, wow, my grandfather really was that guy. So whenever they would come to Lagos, they would go visit his house. My grandfather also explained that he hadn't seen my dad since he left Nigeria in 81. And at that time, my father was very, very young. And I was like, wow, unbelievable. Unreal. So there's someone that knows my father to be that young child, right? You know, those things where like, ah, you're so grown. That is how my granduncle remembers my dad. When no dad, they used to go to primary school together. Oh, yeah, your father and your father's brother. Yeah, I remember them. They were so young. Oh, they went to school. And I'm just there like in shock that my father could ever have been that young. But nonetheless, he would ask about the twins. And I'd be like, you mean Auntie Taiwo and Auntie Kende? He's like, oh, yes, that's them. And again, from his perspective, these people were so small. From my perspective, they're all so old. They're the aunties and uncles. Now again, understand, I am 30 years old. So in someone's mind, of course, especially to Miles and Ava, I am the uncle they are meeting for the first time. And so naturally, I am literally watching the cycle of life as I sit in front of my uncle hearing stories about my own parents and his siblings. He would also then inform me that there are other arugumatis who were in California. Some others were in Georgia. Now, of course, in part, some of them have changed their names because they married into other families. But he still keeps in touch with every single one of them as much as he can. And so he knows their new names. He knows where they reside. And if I ever wanted to, he can put me in touch. He would then also inform me that his plan for retirement is to put together our family tree. Think of it like Ancestry or like, you know, 23andMe kind of thing. And his goal is to put it in terms of software where everybody in the family tree resides. He would also explain that part of why his son's name is David is because his grandfather was named David. And so he still knows a lot about the family tree. As I sit there just listening to all these stories about my father when he was young, my grandfather who was generous enough to hold people from the village, you know, in some cases trying to sponsor people, you know, giving people his car to either wash or things like that or to use every once in a while. It dawns on me that at some point in this family, we all try to help ourselves and reach out and try to connect. And so at this point, I feel comfortable enough to inform him that, you know, I'm in Dallas. You're checking out a few places. I'm going back to Atlanta where I live. If you can put me in touch, it's like, if you ever come back to Dallas, you're always welcome here. This is your home as well. You're an Arugumati, so you're always welcome. And that to me is mind-blowing. That I've always had family in Texas and all I had to do was reach out. He would then ask me if I'd reached out to the other Arugumati who was at Meta. And of course, I was like, you bet I have. What? I saw an Arugumati one day when I was looking through the company directory and I was mind blown. And he said, yeah, he lives now in New York. And I was like, yep, he does. And so that confirms to me, of course, that my Uncle Sonny keeps track of everybody as quietly as he does. Never going out of his way to reach out, of course, but always available when anyone wants to reach out to him. And he's like, yep, I always just keep an eye on everyone in the family, just in case. And every once in a while, I might reach out to maybe, you know, for example, in my case, my Uncle Tunde. He wouldn't reach out to my dad because, of course, my dad's probably really way, way, way too young to remember much of him. But my father's older brother was still old enough to still remember some semblance of what he used to be. Uncle Sonny would also tell me that anytime he's in Nigeria now, especially in Lagos, he doesn't really remember anyone because all of his friends have all either left the country or were in the village. And so as a result, they didn't have a really long life. And so anytime he comes to Nigeria, he would specifically go to Ekiti State. In fact, his mother is still alive in Ekiti State. And this is the part where I was like, I'm sorry, you said what, sir? You mean that still to this day, there is a grandparent somewhere in Ekiti State, a grandma Arugumati, and I have no clue other than my grandmother? And of course, understanding the family tree, and I want to be abundantly clear on this, from my grandfather, right, there is a stepbrother, Uncle Sonny. So in the tree, Uncle Sonny's son, David, who is 31, technically is my uncle. So for me, the tree being that he has his parents still alive is essentially like a great grand to me in my mind, because my grandfather's parents' level of the tree is still available. When he said, oh yes, they're in the village. He's been, and he's taken his family to Ekiti State before too. And they loved it the last time they were there. And I need you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, I grew up in Nigeria for 16, 17 years before I moved to Canada. And not once have I, in Lagos, growing up my whole life, been to the village in Ekiti State. Meanwhile, my granduncle Sonny has left the country since the 80s, had his own child, two for that matter, taking them back to Ekiti before me in Lagos, who lived in Nigeria my whole life up until that point. And this guy who sits before me, David, who to me sounds the most Texas to me, anyways. Of course, I don't know much of a Texas accent anyway, but it sounds the most Texas. Has been to our village before me. It is at this point I realize, when I get home, I'm going to fight my father and my mother. Because you said what now? How dare they? Those who are abroad have been to the village before me. It is well. We would continue to enjoy lunch, of course. A huge Texas dinner with all the different briskets and barbecues and sweet potato fries. And oh gosh, Texas people just eat so damn much. Of course, a wonderful, wonderful time discovering my family members for the first time in the US. And of course, we would take pictures. At least for the memories of the moment. And my grand uncle Sonny would tell me for the umpteenth time, you're always welcome here in Arugamati. And that to me is one of the coolest experiences I've had in 2024. And I look forward to more. And I'm sure I'll probably try to figure out how I go to Ekiti State, because now I have shame that I haven't been to the village. Meanwhile, someone from abroad has gone. So I have to find a way. I don't know how I'm going to do it because I have a job. But then again, I'm remote. So who knows? Now, I'm curious to find out all the other Arugamatis who may still exist in Ekiti State. I suspect that I'll need some tips from Uncle Sonny. And I've also volunteered myself to start to take historical lessons on my own family. And it's kind of a mind-blowing concept to me still at this point. But it is here that I will stop this podcast. And I'm sure at some point in the future, I will figure out a remote solution where I can record my grand uncle Sonny fully in his own words. But till then, catch you next time.